His first writing assignment revealed the fact that he liked me and that he hoped we could be friends, very good friends. At that time, neither of us suspected just how true that prophecy would eventually become. Inwardly, I just laughed. This was the first of several laughs that showed how little I understood. His presence permeated my classroom and my world. About a month later, our lives began to intertwine, and the delicately woven pattern of our lives began to become more intricate in the coming year. Relationships occur on many levels. Layer upon layer must separate in order for us to speak of inner feelings. It is up to the individual to analyze the variety of feelings at each level. As time passed, we shared our viewpoints and feelings through conversation while chatting over tea and coffee, arousing the emotion deep in our hearts. One day flowed smoothly into another. Familiar experiences for me proved to be exciting and stimulating for him. Western festival celebrations like Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day provided an avenue to celebrate together, to share warmth and good times. Traveling to new places introduced me to an enticing new world. Every day there was laughter and underlying cares that carried both of us along to some degree of happiness. We learned together English and learned about life that year. Strangely, the gap in our ages did not create any barrier for our friendship. He, young and vital, and I was feeling young again.